everyone has a brand, and everybody's going to be a brand. You're really going to see this, because at the heart of this, you know, social media, I guess, emergence, I don't know if there's a better term to say it, is that everybody has a voice. Everybody can say their two cents really at the drop of a hat. Now, if everybody's listening, that's a whole different other story, but everybody has a brand and can build a brand and can say their two things. So when I talk about influencer marketing, whether it's global or micro influencers, it is a situation where you have everybody essentially being an influencer to some degree. Like, if you, the idea of influence is that you're basically,
you're an entrepreneur, and you make vital decisions that hopefully blossom into a business. You're the savvy, out-of-the-box risk-taker who believes wholeheartedly in the process of innovation. Innovation that will change the world. This is CEO Chat with Gresham Harkless, and you're about to embark on a journey through the awesome world of business. Gresham is the epitome of drive and desire as he works to help support small businesses and entrepreneurship. And you're about to learn from this entrepreneur how you can improve your odds of success in the business world. Welcoming the host of CEO Chat, here's Gresham Harkless.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresham Harkless from CEO Chat, powered by CVNation.co and Blue 16 Media, your choice for all your web design, SEO, and digital marketing needs. And this is talk number 18 in a series that will become the You Are a Media Company course. And this is the fourth of four that I'll speak about social media and talk a little bit more about what it is. And in the last chat, I spoke about the 12 things that you should keep in mind about social media. In this chat, I'm actually going to focus on the future of social media. And to start everything off, as with all of these chats, I usually drill down and give you an actual definition so we can get a baseline of exactly like what topic we're kind of speaking to, and so you can learn a little bit more about the exact topic that I'm going to be speaking about in this chat. So the definition of social media. Social media is the media we use to be social, and that's according to the Social Media Bible, second edition. Easy enough definition. Sometimes we forget that the reason for social media is to actually be social, and we forget a lot of social media kind of mimics exactly what we do on a day-to-day basis. So social media marketing is all about listening first, understanding the conversation, and then speaking last. Really big thing to keep in mind, as you heard about in the earlier chats, I talk a lot about like how much you're supposed to listen and engage, and then you start to add your two cents or your perspective on a specific situation. But that's important to kind of keep in mind. Again, social media marketing is all about listening first, understanding the conversation, and then speaking last. Now, to start everything off, because I'm talking about the future of social media, I wanted to kind of give you an idea and start out with kind of like a story of somebody that might go through their life and how social media is integrated in everything that they do. And now, while this is going to focus, you know, on social media, you're also going to hear a lot of technology, because there is going to be a lot of synergies and kind of advancements in social media as a result of technology that's out there. So again, you might hear some things that you say, oh, that's more of a technological advancement. But again, as with technology, it's literally in everything that we do. So you'll see it in social media. You'll also see it in different industries, whether it be restaurants or the health and wellness or, you know, construction, whatever. You're going to see technology have its imprints on each of these industries. And social media is no different. And you might consider it an industry, you might not, but I definitely think it might be evolving into what will become an industry. So what I want you to do is just kind of imagine that you wake up and you wake up from the alarm from your smart speaker, and it gives you a rundown immediately as you silence your speaker on what exactly have been all the updates since you went to sleep, as far as like your social media friends, anything that you're following, any pages that you might be following. And the big thing that I'm going to do, you know, during this as well, and I forgot to mention, is that I'm not going to talk about any specific platforms. And the reason for that is because I want you to really understand the trends rather than the actual platforms within the trends within the platforms, because Facebook will definitely be a platform that will be there for a large period of time. But you're also going to find that a lot of the kind of strengths and weaknesses, and the functionality and the things that these social media platforms do will change over time, and will probably change by the time this even goes live. So the important thing to keep in mind is that this might be a Facebook thing, it might be a Twitter thing, and tomorrow it might be just a Twitter thing, or it might just be a Pinterest thing. So keep in mind that you want to stay true to the actual trends rather than the platforms themselves, because a lot of these platforms will adopt and borrow other strengths or programs or features from other social media platforms. So again, you've woken up, so you have your smart speaker. It's giving you a rundown of everything as far as updates from all your social media friends across different platforms. And then you put on your VR glasses just to watch the updates to yesterday's basketball game. You actually get a rundown of exactly like what the score was. The smart speaker already knows, because you like and are following certain pages via social media, exactly what content it wants to share with you based off of the things that you've shown that you've been interested in. You didn't actually have to subscribe, but it automatically tailors these updates based off your friends, the people that you follow, and the networks that you follow as well too. And you also automatically, when you get up and you actually cut on the TV, you also start to watch the news. It might be CNN, it might be SportsCenter, it might be whatever it is related to whatever it is that you know you want to take in content for. You'll see that in the bottom corner there will be an update of social media across these different sites, and also related to the topics that are talked about from a news standpoint, whether it be sports or whether it be, you know, political news. You'll see that there's also updates from maybe influencers, maybe people you don't even follow, but by the algorithm, they understand that this might be somebody you want to hear more about. So it might be these influencers, people that have, you know, the millions of followers, that have a voice that you want to see updates from. But it might also be those people that are close to you. So you'll get a mix of that running throughout the feed, so you can actually see what people are saying that are close to you automatically, and you'll be able to, of course, respond. You'll be able to do that, you know, by, you know, using your remote or using your voice more than likely to be able to respond to those updates and those comments from people. So again, that's just kind of starting out your day. You automatically know, you have this mentality that every day that you start the day, you have to win the day. And in order to win the day, you have to win the morning. And your way to win the morning is yoga. So what you do is you understand that you have a membership, a virtual membership with a local yoga studio. Well, you have a physical membership with the one with a local yoga studio, but your absolute favorite yoga studio is all the way across the country. So what you do instead is you have this short yoga session you do in the morning, and you're able to basically go in and virtually be a part of the yoga studio that's all the way across the country. So you roll out your yoga mat on the floor, and then you put on your VR glasses again. You go through a quick yoga session that allows you to be and be connected with that yoga studio all the way across the country. And you automatically get to share to social media that you just completed your yoga studio, and add an update to your story so that people can understand exactly what's going on in your life. But here's the thing, you can also send and show yourself via your webcam or your phone that you actually been doing the poses, how you've been doing the poses. You can get instant feedback from the instructor as well. And that's right when you're doing the actual session. And you might have woken up late, so you can't actually do the live session, but you do the session afterwards because it's recorded, and then the yoga instructor can give you some feedback after the fact. So again, you're able to do that, get your day started, get kicked off the right way. And then you send a private message to your direct connections, sharing them your morning breakfast and routine. You actually, you know, created a very special breakfast, the same breakfast that you do all the time, but automatically the coffee machine automatically gave you the coffee that you wanted at the exact time that you wanted, and it already brewed it because you put the cup there, and it automatically, you know, set up your coffee and everything based off your routine. And then of course you share all this via social media, you show pictures of everything, and you might send those pictures to your private community or your private followers, but you might send a direct message to your friends to show them exactly like what you made, and you know, tell them that you got through the yoga routine, and see if they did as well too, because they were supposed to be doing the exact same thing, because you're keeping each other accountable. So after that, you have your day started off on the right path, and you ask your smart speaker for a Uber to pick you up and take you to your co-working space where you work. So you share you get picked up, and you then after you get dropped off, you have a great experience with the yoga, with the Uber driver, and they give you the opportunity to share your experience via social media, so you can exactly share that I went from here to here and it was a great experience. Maybe you don't make it public just because it might be some private information, so you decide to just send a direct message to some of your friends just because you want them to know that this is a really awesome driver. You should definitely make sure that you follow them and you call on them, you connect with them if you ever want to go from any place, because this person's awesome. So this person, this driver, all of a sudden has, you know, reviews and feedback, and you've been able to do that really at the touch of a button. And then you go through your day, and you're going through your day on a regular basis, as always, and you're working. And then it comes to lunchtime, and you aren't sure exactly what to eat, but you know your coworker wants some Thai food. So what do? You look through social media, and you ask your followers for any great Thai food places, and you get a few recommendations. But then one of your friends and one of your followers actually says, why don't you follow this local social food influencer that focuses specifically on Thai food in your locality? So when you go to their website and you follow their page, and then you go to their website and you find the exact place that this social media influencer, this Thai social media influencer, recommends, you go to the website for the actual restaurant, and they automatically have a chat bot that asks you immediately, thanks for coming. Do you want to make a reservation, or are you asking for a delivery? And so you fill it out, you say you're asking for a delivery, you ask, it asks what time do you want it delivered, you tell it what time in about an hour. So you answer the chat bot, and then you ask the chat bot exactly like what recommendations they would have. What are your most popular dishes? You literally do this through a chat bot. The chat bot gives you an idea based off of that question for four or five different of the top dishes that you have. So you make the decision, and then you add an additional order, because your coworker also wants food, doesn't have money, but is going to send you money online so that you can take payment. So what you do is you make the order, you take the payment, and then the order is automatically on the way, just like that. And then you're also able to make a request to your coworker so that you can get payment for what you prepaid for them. So automatically you have your payment from your coworker, and you also have your food on the way. And then while you're doing that, you also check your phone to make sure your dog was walked on time, and that any feedback or comments that your dog walker might have had. The dog walker also took a picture of your dog, you know, during the walk, and your dog was smiling. So what do? You share that via social media and say the dog walk went according to plan. So then your Thai food comes, and you're all set up, and everything's going according to plan. You give a five-star review because it just was exactly what the food influencer mentioned. So you also make sure that you comment on their post that it was exactly what you wanted, what you hoped it would be. You ordered this and you had a really great experience. You were able to order it, you know, using the chat bot. It was just an overall phenomenal experience, and that you'll always order from them again. So then you go back to work, and you have to teach a webinar. So rather than trying to get people to come in person to your webinar, you decide to do it like a webinar, and you decide to also stream it live so that you can interest other people that might want to join in next time and sign up for the webinar. So you basically goes live on social media, and you're able to engage with your followers, and also ask of any questions while you're also doing the webinar as well. So it allows you the opportunity to show different sides of the webinar. So while some people that are live may not get the opportunity to actually see the content, they can hear you and hear the content, so they're interested in signing up for the next webinar the next time that you have one. So you set that up, and then you engage with your followers automatically. When you finish that, you send out an email and a message, and it goes directly to everybody that was on the call and on the webinar, but also everybody that was signed up and maybe didn't get the opportunity to join the webinar itself. After that, you have your workday basically completed. So before you get ready to go for the day, you decide that maybe you want to go to happy hour with some of your friends. So you message all your friends to find out where they want to go for happy hour. And you find out that there's a pop-up bar that you'll meet your friends at after work that you found some reviews about on Facebook, on social media. And you realize that there is an opportunity For you to have a good time, because it's only a pop-up bar, so it's only here for a certain period of time, but the reviews look really awesome. So you go and you meet your friends for happy hour, and then of course you take pictures and you share them via social media. You tag the actual location, you have your public facing, you know, updates that you're making, but then you're also giving some videos and stuff that you're sending to the friend that couldn't make it via direct message, so that you can see that you can let them know that they're missing out. After you go there, you have a really great experience. And so you basically put a review and send it directly to your followers. And even though it's a really good restaurant, there are some things that you feel like you can improve upon, or as far as the pop-up bar. So you do take those comments and you add it to the page for the pop-up bar, just so that they know that it can prove, I had a great experience, but this and this happened. And then automatically, as if you were talking to them directly, they send a response back and say, you know, next time you come in, please, you know, reach out to us and we'll definitely make sure that we take care of you. So we want to make sure everybody has a great experience, so please let us know if there's anything else that you can provide as far as feedback or things that you can do to help. So automatically, you know, you're going to come back there just because they got back to you so quickly, A, and then B, you had a really great experience as far as like the social, the customer service as a whole. So after that, you Uber back home, you complete your day, and about 30 minutes before you make it back home, you know your home is already set up with the perfect temperature because it already knows what time you usually come home, so your heat is exactly how it should be. If you like to drink tea, you know, when you wind down your day, so automatically your tea is being made as you speak, as you're riding home. So automatically you have all those things set up. As you walk into your home, you get greeted by your dog, you have the temperature the exact way that you want, and then you also have a cup of tea that's ready for you as well. So what do? You put on your VR glasses and you get a quick rundown of everything you might have missed during the day, as far as news, any social media updates, any of that information, and then you're automatically brought back up to speed. While you're doing that, you also decide that you want to make some food, so you get an even deeper update that you find that you get via your smart speaker. So while you're, you know, preparing the snack that you're going to have, you also get that update via your smart speaker. So that's basically, you know, how your day goes. And then as you wind down your day, your smart speaker automatically starts to play a peaceful meditation music. But it's not based off of something that you asked for. It's based off something that they already know, based off your friend's recommendations online earlier that day, that you might want to listen to. And it helps you fall asleep. And then that's basically the end of your day. So that basically gives you an idea, you know, of how the future of technology and social media can overlap and engage with your life, and how you can kind of go through your day to day, and how dialed in, you know, social media is. And I talk about how important it is and how apparent it is that technology is going to continue to evolve, but also understand that social media is going to continue to evolve. And that's one of the reasons I try to stay away from, you know, talking about very specific networks, because today you might do this on Facebook, tomorrow you might be doing it on Instagram. And even though they're both owned by the same company, again, you have that, and you have that reality that these social media sites are evolving and using and creating features based off of other platforms that are going well. So for example, Snapchat, you know, innovated and did some really good things as far as like stories and being able to have that direct connection. So then, you know, Instagram started to do those things. So if I was to say that you do this on Snapchat, and it's not only on Snapchat, it's on Instagram now, then you'll understand that this might not necessarily be accurate. You might be so kind of dialed into the specific platform, but in reality, you should be looking at the trends. Understand that direct messaging is one of those trends. So what I'm going to do now is go into, you know, some of those trends, things you should try to keep in mind. I have about 10 things as far as future trends that I think that are important to you, and important things that you should try to keep in mind and understand via social media. Again, this is not going to be specific to platforms. This is going to be overarching trends that you're going to see in all of the platforms. And here's the very first thing. Social media will only increase and the number of people that are engaged in its activity and its omnipresence. So here's the reality. A lot of people forget, and I touched on this in the very beginning, that social media kind of mimics our lives. So the things that we do as people, the engagements that we have, social media is doing that. So here's the thing. as a person that wants to let people know exactly what they did today, what they had to eat today, like I talked about, you know, in the beginning of, you know, what restaurant you went to, you wanted to let people know that, but there wasn't really an efficient way to do that. But then social media came about. So because social media came about, it gave you a platform by which you can say exactly what you ate that day, what restaurants you went to, what things you recommend. You were able to do that pretty much at the drop of a hat. You can really do that right now. So what you also started to understand is that you didn't necessarily want everything to go out to everybody. So then you had the development of what was more direct messaging. So you've seen like platforms like Snapchat have really leveraged that, where you're able to have that direct messaging. Twitter is another platform that did it, you know, in a different way. But again, it was primarily, and its strongest attribute, I should say, was really about direct messaging. So understand that a lot of these things that we do as people, social media and technology is really trying to mimic that. So some of the parts that, you know, I'll talk about in a little bit, understand this is exactly like what this is doing, is creating a unique experience specifically for you. And because of that, social media will only increase. There are going to be more and more people that are going to be so dialed into social media and so engaged within, you know, different social media platforms that it's going to be hard to get away, because it's going to be so dialed into our life, because it essentially mimics our life. It makes it a little bit more efficient, a little bit more effective for you to be able to do that. So back in the day, you might have to basically call somebody and let them know that you had a really good experience at this restaurant. Now you don't have to do that. Now you can send them a specific direct message, maybe even with a picture of the dish that you had, and say, you have to try this at so-and-so restaurant, pop-up bar, as I talked about before. You can literally do that. So keep in mind that you can do all those things largely because it's just made things a lot more efficient to be social, to be engaged. But, you know, it's really something important to try to keep in mind. And number two is artificial intelligence and machine learning is taking over. So as I talked about, you know, in the story that I told, but you also have heard me mention a few times, is that understanding exactly what your life looks like, what things you're interested in, and how to create a customized experience for you is going to be huge. And it's going to be one of the reasons why I talked about social media only increasing, because now you know and can have your own unique experience on social media, on these technological platforms as well too, because you're going to be able to have it customized according to what you're interested in, what they think you're interested in, and also have an idea of exactly how to present that to you. So that might be showing up on your TV, or showing up on your VR glasses, or it might be on your smart speaker. So all these different things are going to be at play, because it's going to create a unique experience specifically for you. And as that data is out there, and the algorithms of these different platforms start to understand exactly what content and information to send to you and to provide to you, you're going to see a lot more of that. And I think as a whole, you're going to see a lot more engagement with people, but understand that engagement is going to come about largely because you're creating a custom experience for me. You know that I like this specific team, or I have a dog, or I have this, or I have that. So you're going to provide this content, this information, these updates to me based off of that, which will be completely different from somebody else that has an entirely different experience. So it's very forward thinking, obviously, and it's already happening now, but expected to happen on an even higher level as we move on and on and on with the development and evolution of social media. So number three, you have smart speakers. I think that what you see from, you know, Alexa, and you see from Google, is that you have these smart speakers that are able to basically, by your voice, be able to do certain things that you are looking for, answer certain questions, play music, whatever it is. But understand that I think that the biggest opportunity is for these platforms to have that social aspect. And I would go even as far to say is that you'll probably have social media sites creating these actual products as well too, because they will have all the data and information. And a lot of these platforms are not very interested in sharing that data. So rather than sharing that data, they decide to kind of create their own platform. So I expect to see fully that there's going to be products that are going to be geared and built directly on these social media platforms. So I'm talking about, you know, smart speakers. I'm also talking about like watches and probably other jewelry as well too, that can really have that data at their fingertips because they are created by these social media platforms that have that data. So rather than it being as available, and it might be somewhat available, like even presently, you know, you can get, you know, social media updates, you know, on your television or your Samsung. You can definitely do that. But I think that you're going to see these social media platforms that are start creating more and more products that are going to optimize and pretty much provide the experience to the highest level possible for their users. And I think that that's going to be a way, because the thing about social media is they want it to be something by which you continue to use over and over again. So when you have the opportunity to provide these products that mimic and kind of facilitate that social interaction, it's going to make it a lot more easier. It's a lot easier for people to engage with it. So that's number three. Number four, you have virtual reality and augmented reality. And I talked a little bit about the VR piece, and how you're able to use your VR glasses, and you can go through a yoga class with a studio that's completely all the way across the country. And you're really going to see that a lot more. What can basically be called or has been defined as a computer generated reality. That's what virtual reality or augmented reality is. So you definitely see, you know, a lot of the handsets on TV, and really think about, for example, Pokemon Go is an example where, you know, people use their phones and cameras and they really saw an entire different world. They would go and try to chase and catch Pokemon. And that's really what you're looking at in the future. So imagine that you can have a very specific reality based off of what it is that you're looking for and what your interests are. So if you're interested in sports, you're interested in, you know, basketball or something like that, maybe you can put on your VR glasses and you can literally go one-on-one with Kobe Bryant, or you can go one-on-one or have a horse contest with Steph Curry automatically. So think about all these things. Or maybe it's just one of your friends that you want to challenge to a game of horse. So rather than going outside to do it, maybe you can use it from a virtual reality standpoint. So it's very powerful. And I think that, again, it's going to have that social piece because, again, you know, you have these social media sites and they're somewhat limited, but again, they're starting to mimic more and more and more exactly what we're doing on a day-to-day basis. So expect more and more of that as well too. So number five, influencer marketing from global and micro influencers is going to continue to grow and be very, very important. And you're going to see that definitely, you know, from brands. Brands are leaning on influencers to basically to brand their products, but they're looking for people that are in the sweet spot is really when they're in alignment with what it is that they're selling or they're producing. So they're looking, you're going to see a lot more influencer marketing and see a lot more and less billboards, because the thing about these influencers, whether they're global or they're micro influencers, is they have a strong voice to be able to show and put their two cents or their stamp of approval on certain products. And that's going to be the way by which people are going to connect, because the thing about influencers and influencer marketing in direct contrast or kind of in tandem with brands is that when you follow or engage with an influencer, like I spoke about with the food person in the story, you have a direct connection probably with that person. You have and are somehow dialed into that person, and it might be their story, it might be the way that they look, it might be the way that they talk, it could be all those different things, but for whatever reason you have a connection with that person. It's a personal connection, it's a social connection to some degree, and that person is going to be the face of and influence some of the things that you do. So that's why brands are so dialed into connecting with these influencers, and that's why they're doing it on such a broad and high level basis, because you can have a billboard and have literally everybody, you know, connect and see, you know, your logo or anything. But you also want to kind of keep in mind that if you drill down and you understand that this person has such a dialed in group of followers, whether it be 50 or 5,000 or 5 million, you understand that they have a tribe. And if your product or service kind of aligns with the people that are within that tribe, whether it be location or, like I mentioned, you know, whatever that draw is to that person, you're going to be able to drill down and be able to help promote your brand or your services through that. And on the plus side, you're going to see the influencers also be able to build their own kind of solo brands to be able to provide those products and services. So you're definitely going to see that happen on a higher level. And then number six, I touched on this a lot, messaging. Messaging is huge, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in a little bit, but about like why, you know, it potentially is so huge. But again, you're going to see direct messaging a lot more. And like I talked about, when you went to the restaurant and the restaurant had and understood exactly from the chat box exactly what questions to ask you to get you in and out as quickly as possible. And that's a good user experience from your standpoint, because you want to be able to order it pretty quickly. Haven't seen any restaurants do it, but I imagine there are some that do this and will be doing that on a regular basis as well. So understand that messaging is going to be taking over. And these the reason that messaging is going to be taking over is because you're going to get an idea of exactly, you're going to be so dialed in into your target market that you're going to be able to understand exactly what questions to ask. So for example, when I talked about the restaurant, it pretty much asked you one question with two different responses to the answer that you could have. So it pretty much was, do you want to make a reservation, or do you want to order? And then you might have the third option as, or something else. So you have the person choose one of those three things. And if I'm making and looking for a delivery, I can literally go through and type in, I want a delivery. And what are your most popular options? It gives me five things. I say, okay, I want to choose number three. And then I could take my payment and put my payment directly there, because it's already tied into the social media platform. And then all of a sudden I get it delivered. They ask for the address and I get it delivered exactly there. They tell me exactly how long it takes. If it's taking longer than I wanted to, I don't have to pick up the phone and call. I can go back through and say, hey, this is my order number. I want to check on the process, the progress. And I could probably actually see exactly where the person is that's delivering the order as well. So I can get an idea. Or I might not even need to do that. Maybe as soon as I get my order, I'm able to see exactly where that person is, and I can share out, you know, the progress or the lack of progress sometimes as far as like the order getting delivered and exactly where it's at. But again, this is definitely a great opportunity. So this is just from a business owner standpoint, but understand that messaging from the people standpoint, like face to face with people, like you're not necessarily talking on the phone anymore. You're sending direct messages. So it's huge as well. So keep in mind, messaging is only going to continue to grow. And again, it mimics what we're doing in our lives, because we're having direct conversations with people. We're not shouting from the mountaintop and saying, oh, I had a great experience, but sometimes we are. So you want to be able to do one or the other. But I think as social media came about, it gave everybody a platform to say literally everything that was on their mind and anything that they cared about. But I think there's also going to be a resurgence in terms of that direct messaging, where you just want certain people to find out certain information. And then you saw that from a Facebook standpoint, because initially, you know, Facebook was just, you know, whoever your friends are. And then you were able to kind of put filters and to have different posts that were only seen by certain people and things that weren't available. So as soon as everything became open, it provided an opportunity for you to kind of drill down and only show certain things to certain people or send it to them directly. So that's going to continue to grow as well. And number seven, social video continues to increase. Videos, you know, going to continue to be huge. I think, again, if you can hit that sweet spot of audio and video at the exact same time, that's the absolute sweet spot. What you're seeing a lot on a lot of these, you know, especially on, you know, mobile devices, you're able to listen to a video or watch and listen to a video. But you're going to see that a lot more, where you're going to be able to do one or the other. But video is going to be absolutely huge. It's going to help break through and continue to break through. And as a result of that, you're also, like I mentioned, you know, during the story, you're going to hear and see live video as well, too. So expect that to only continue to increase. I think with other platforms, I think you're going to find, you know, and you already see it now, like niche platforms where you can find very specific content. But when you have YouTube, obviously, but then you have, you know, IG TV that's also come about. Again, you're going to be able to have a very specific type of video depending on what it is that you're looking for. So, you know, very big and will continue to be very big as well, too. Number eight, direct social media. Private social media, or what they call dark social, and this kind of touches on and builds upon what I talked about in number six, where you're gonna have that direct connection. And when you had social media come about, and literally you can post and do anything and tell everybody how your day went, or how horrible your day was, or what was good or what was bad, all those things, there was kind of like a desire to have things that were a little more private. Like, you like the idea of being able to connect with everybody via social media, but you also wanted to be able to do it on a more direct basis. So that's where you're seeing a lot more of the quote-unquote dark social or private social media, because you have the opportunity, like on Snapchat, you know, which was really big on that, and maybe to some degree on Twitter, where you can send the direct responses to the people that you want to have those responses. You're going to see a kind of rise in that, of that privacy, where you want to be able to post some things to everybody, but at the same time you also want to be able to send direct messages to certain people and have engagement, especially with influencers. I imagine it's going to be absolutely huge. And number nine, everyone has a brand, and everybody's going to be a brand. You're really going to see this, because at the heart of this, you know, social media, I guess, emergence, I don't know if there's a better term to say it, is that everybody has a voice. Everybody can say their two cents really at the drop of a hat. Now, if everybody's listening, that's a whole different other story. But everybody has a brand and can build a brand and can say their two things. So when I talk about influencer marketing, whether it's global or micro influencers, it is a situation where you have everybody essentially being an influencer to some degree. Like, if you, the idea of influence is that you're basically influencing, you know, one person or 1 million persons to do something, and you're not doing it from the standpoint that you're saying, well, some people are, but the idea is you're not doing it from a sense that you're saying you should do this because I say you should do this, but you're just being kind of authentic and true to yourself, and you're aligning yourself with certain brands or certain products, and that's just going to manifest itself and happen as a fact. So the reason I say that everyone has a brand, because literally you can create an Instagram account, you can create a Facebook account, you can create a blog, you create all these different platforms, and literally if you have one person that follows you, and you'll have, and you are starting to build a brand, you are starting to build a platform. So it's just important to try to keep in mind that everybody has that at their disposal. So it's going to be something that's really, really big, and I think will continue to kind of take over, where you'll see more and more people that are going to be very segmented and isolated and kind of niched down, so to speak. Not necessarily isolated, but I should say niched down, largely because you're going to be able to paint your own story and say, this is who I am, this is what I'm interested in, these three things, and then that person is going to automatically connect with those people that have those three things, that are interested in those three things, and all of a sudden they're going to engage and follow with them. So you're going to be able to build that tribe, but it's going to be so niche down and specific, because literally you can create and create your canvas exactly how you want it. And then number 10, this isn't too new, but there will be rapid change from social media site standpoint and platform standpoint. You're definitely going to see that. You already know that, you know, Facebook is always testing out different versions of Facebook real time and all of the time. So sometimes you'll see, you know, different changes that are rolled out, largely because they are testing out, you know, different platforms, different algorithms, all those things. But keep in mind, and that's one of the reasons that I've been really big on, you know, trying to stay away from talking about very specific social media platforms, is because I want you to really understand that these platforms are going to change, and they're going to change fast. And when I say that, I'm really going to be looking for people that are really like laser focused on the specific platform, because what it's going to allow you to do from an expertise standpoint is understand exactly like what way, you know, you want to build that, because it's going to be related to, you know, the expertise that the person has. And, you know, because they are changing so rapidly, you're going to need to have somebody that's really dialed into that specific network as well. So it's something that you can definitely expect to see. But again, that's it. That's the 10 future trends that I wanted to touch on. And again, you got the story for exactly like what the future of social media looks like. Next week, I'll be back, you know, with an interview. And then we'll drill, you know, down a little bit deeper and start closing out the You Are a Media Company course podcast, just so that you can get ready for us launching the course at the end of the year. But as always, you can definitely check out the course when you are signing up. And you can sign up for the course, I'm sorry, at youaremedia.company. And you can also see all the past episodes and hear all of the information I talk about from a social media standpoint, a digital marketing standpoint, and everything in between. So this is Gresh signing out. Everybody have a great rest of the day.